Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another Sunday morning of Let's Talk. This is Cecilia. I thank God for each and every one of you that tune in and that listen to us actively via your laptops, your telephone, Facebook, Blog Talk, whatever medium and vehicle that you're able to use in order to listen to us. Before we get started, just wanted to ask everyone to please continue to keep my family in your prayers as we go through this season of transition, of losing who many call Ricky, others call Uncle Ricky, others call Daddy, others call Grandpa. They call him Reggie. They call him so many different things. Honey, boo, whatever they call them. And so just keep our family in your prayers because it's going from the 4th of July, from a holiday celebration to a homegoing celebration and different things of that sort. So let's begin with prayer. Father God, we repent of sins of commission and omission. God, help us to be everything that you called and purposed and destined us to be. Help us, God, to repent on purpose and with purpose and with true intention and not just go through the motions. God, help us to truly turn from our wicked ways. If your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. God, we need to seek your face. Turn from our wicked ways, God, so that you can heal the land. Heal the land in our minds, our bodies, our souls, our total beings. Heal the land in our families, in our relationships. Heal the land, God, in our finances. Heal the land, God, in our assets and liabilities and equities. God, heal the land in the way we talk. Heal the land, God, in the way we walk. Heal the land, God, in our conversations. Heal the land, God, in all that we do and we say. Heal the land, God, in our giving. Heal the land, God, in our receiving. God, heal the land in our speaking, thinking, so that our minds and our hearts and our total being can line up with your word. God, we ask you for wisdom, for you said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. And if we think, and if we talk, and if we conceive in our heart, according to your word and your wisdom, God, we'll have the mind of Christ. Help us, God, to walk in the identity and with the identity of Christ. Help us, God, to walk in unity. The greatest example of unity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To have two sisters by my mom, and yes, we have other siblings and et cetera from our father and people that my mom has adopted and brought up with us. But God, just like you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they walk in perfect unity as a Trinity. God, help me and my two siblings to walk in that type of unity. You've given us the example of what unity is. You've given us the example of how we should walk together, how we should walk in agreement in your word, how we should walk in agreement in your love, how we should walk in agreement in your strength and your power and your authority. God, one of our cousins used to make a joke and call us the three Charlie's Angels. But God calls us to be the three sisters, whether it's Seabury's or three sisters of the Kaisers or whether it's three sisters that are united in Christendom. God calls us to walk in a unity in a three-strand cord that cannot be easily broken because you are the head. You are that which holds us together. Calls us, God, to do the things that we need to do to not only hold our families together, God, but to be examples in our communities. God, cause us to be people that are willing to do the things that the Martin Luther King did. And God, even many people may say things about Malcolm X because of what his religion was, but he did many things to bring the community together. God, cause us to be your mouthpiece. Cause us to be your lighthouse sitting on the top of the hill. Cause us to be everything that you called us to be on this side of heaven, God. Cause us to be those that bring our families together, those that speak truth to our family, those that rebuke, those that encourage, those that speak the unadulterated truth of God to our families, God, because we wish that none would be lost. God, we have family members going to the left. We have family members going all which ways but to you, God. Cause us to be walking, living epistles, read of men that not only says that Jesus saves, but he's a keeper. That calls us to live a life that says he kept me. That calls us to live a life to say that I'm living the abundant life. For we know that the enemy of our soul comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come to give us life and that more abundantly. Abundant joy, abundant peace. And that joy that you give us is joy unspeakable. That peace that you give us is that peace that surpasses all understanding. That power that you give us is the fire to break the rocks into pieces. We thank you, God, that you've given us hands to war and fingers to fight. God, we thank you that you've already taught us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. God, we thank you that you've already taught us and reminded us that he that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. God, we thank you for you've already taught us that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the potter and we are the clay, God, and you're going to make us and mold us. And when you find another marred place, God, you're going to make us again. We thank you for making us again. We thank you for being our perfecter and the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We thank you for being who you are. You are God, Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Tekizdenu. You're Jehovah God. You're Adonai. God, you are God. You are the I am that I am. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for healing. Thank you for making Apostle Sandra Thomas healed from her head to her toe, from the inside out, God, on this side of heaven. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that protects, the blood of Jesus that has redeemed us, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. Thank you for the name of Jesus, for there's no name greater than the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against any and everything that would try to come and harm us in our minds, in our souls, in our finances, in our homes, every area of our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we cry out, Jesus, because everything in our lives, whether it's financial difficulties, whether it's sickness or disease, whether it's miscommunication, whatever it is, we cry out the name of Jesus, for Jesus' name is greater than those things, and we obliterate them and annihilate them in the name of Jesus. Unity in our families, unity in our homes, unity on our jobs, unity according to the name of Jesus, the purpose of Jesus, the destiny of Jesus, not unity in the things of this world and the things of this flesh, not the blame game. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, return us back to being a nation that's in God we trust, the one and only true and living God. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that when people would see us, when the world sees us, God, that they will no longer see us as a clown, that they will no longer see us as a lying nation, that they will no longer see us as a deceiving nation, that they will no longer see us as a prideful and greedy nation, but God, they will see us as a nation that in God we trust, that worships you in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship you, God, must worship you in spirit and in truth. Return us back to Zion. Return us back to you, God, so that we can lift up Jesus and he can draw all men unto him. Thank you, God. From the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Take us back to your Word, God, to meditate on your Word day and night, to study your Word day and night, to pray your Word day and night, to speak your Word day and night. God, to walk and concentrate and meditate on your Word day and night. Return us back to your Word, God. The power in your Word, the love in your Word, the understanding in your Word, the authority that's in your Word, for the Word is Jesus made flesh. In Jesus' name, God, we pray these things, and we thank you for what you're doing for the children. We thank you for how you're protecting our children. We thank you for how you're teaching us how to teach our children not only how to pray, God, but how to stay in your presence, how to stay in your will, God. Today is a day for staying, God, staying in worship. Staying in you, God, not coming in and out of you, not just coming to you when we need something or when we want something, God, but staying postured in a posture of praise, in a posture of prayer, in a posture of worship, in a posture that's in your divine will, not in your permissive will, God, but in your divine will. Help us to be people that are absolute in our praise for you, absolute in our love for you, absolute in our worship for you, absolute in our dedication and loyalty to you, absolute, God, in our, not only in our things that we say about you, God, but that our lives are absolute, where people can see that we love you, absolute in our trusting, absolute in truth, God, absolute in worship, God, absolute in prayer, absolute, God, that when people see us, they say they are absolutely a child of God. They are absolutely a mouthpiece of God. They are absolutely a lover of God. They are absolutely people that love God with all their strength and with all who they are, from their heads to their toes, from the inside out. Every fiber of their total being, God, is absolutely yours. God, help us, for your word is absolute. Your word is perfect. Jesus was absolutely the Son of God, your one and only true and living God. Help us, God, to be absolutely your sons and daughters, absolutely your chief, absolutely your presidents, absolutely, God, your CEOs, absolutely, God, your leaders, absolutely, your kings and queens, absolutely, on this side of heaven, God, absolutely, examples of people that walk in Christian love. For everything that Jesus did was absolute. Teach us to be absolute. Teach us to walk in the miracle signs and wonders of you, God. It's a miracle that some of us are still here. It's a miracle, God, that some of us are still in our right minds. It's a miracle, God, that some of us are able to walk and breathe and have our being. It's a miracle, God, that we're able to do and say the things that you called us to do. Thank you, cause us to walk in the signs and wonders, God. There's signs of your power. There's signs of your authority permeating through us when we speak. Not only do enemies tremble, but God, they're destroyed, they're annihilated, they're obliterated in the name of Jesus, God. Teach us, God, how to walk in the wonders of God. When we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, not just the physically sick, but God, even those that are emotionally sick and mentally sick, God, even when we speak, God, cause the things that come out of our mouth to be things that heal. Comes to your people, we're to heal them. But God, when it comes to the enemy and we speak, cause his agenda and his imps and everything that he's doing to be destroyed, annihilated, that we will not see this enemy today anymore. Thank you, God, for opening up the Red Seas and drowning our enemies. Thank you, God, for calling down the, allowing us to call down the fire from heaven that will consume and destroy the very idolatry that will try to make people run to that instead of to you, God. There's things that look like you and sound like you, God, but they're not you, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to pull our siblings and our family members and our friends, and God, even those that would be our foes, pull them away from the cults. Pull them away from those things that's not of you, God. We don't want any to be lost for God. In the Bible, when there was 99 and there was one, you went after that one. God, cause us to go after the one. Cause us to go after the 99. God, cause us so that we would be those people, that people, it's not that we want to be called holy rollers, God, but it's that we want to be called a child of God. Because, God, we look like our parents. We have the DNA of our parents. We sound like our parents. Many of us walk like our parents, God. We want to walk like you, Jesus. We want to walk like you, Father God. We want to sound like you. We want it to be a sound. And when they look to us, God, and they know that they know that they know that that is the child of God, that is a mouthpiece of God, that is a messenger of God. God, cause us to not just talk Jesus, but to walk Jesus, to emulate Jesus, for you gave him as our greatest example, God, and we thank you for the example of Jesus. We ask you on today, God, to heal the brokenhearted. We ask you on today, God, to deliver and set free those that are bound by the various things of the enemy, whether it's shacking up, whether it's masturbation, whether it's perversion, God, whether it's gossiping and backbiting, deliver, set free. God, whether it's those that are walking that lack unity, deliver, set free, God. Cause me to the Holy Spirit instead of drugs, instead of nicotine, instead of alcohol, instead of sexual perversions. But God, cause us to be addicted to you. God, there's many things that we're addicted to, whether it's food, whether it's relationships, whether it's soul ties. God, obliterate them and annihilate them. Cause us to be addicted to your word, addicted to worship, addicted to your peace that surpasses all understanding, addicted to your joy, addicted to your love, your unconditional love, your agape love. Cause us to be addicted to those very things that Jesus was addicted to. He was addicted to obeying you. He was addicted to prayer. He was addicted to healing and delivering and setting people free. God, help us to do what you called us to do, and that you would cause us to do. For if we stay in your word, and if we stay in your presence, and if we stay in your will, and if we pray to you and ask you to show us how to do things your way, and to think like you, to have the mind of Christ, God, not only will we be a powerful people, but we will be powerful individually, and we will give you all the glory and all the praise, and we will exalt you in all that we do. We thank you for these things that we've prayed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Sheila, did you have anything that you wanted to pray or say before we talk about anything else today? I just want to turn it over to you to see what thus said the Lord through you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day, because without you, I would not be here. I have to thank you, because I don't thank you enough. I want to thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, the sister in the bloodline, and Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I want to thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Crawford Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Lord, I want to thank you for this bloodline we are in. Thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall and Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I want to thank you for this family you have brought me into. I want to thank you for the people you have made into a family to bring me around. Lord, I just want to thank you for the life that you have given me. I know I haven't been perfect, but I thank you that you have brought me from the wrong side of life to love and to understand you more. I want to ask you to bless all of the ones that have fell from you, but have gave us the knowledge and the courage and the belief to come back to you, because home is like no other place. I want to thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my grandkids, my cousin. I just thank you for the world to understand, to bring them to understand the knowledge and the life that they can have with you, that can bring them to a better place, a better position, to feel much better. Thank you for bringing us up to understand that it's you. Bless the kids, the young men, the young women. the elders, all this out in the streets, the homeless. I just need you to bless this world, Lord, to understand that we need you. There's no one else like you. I just want to read a little something that's been on me for a while. It's Psalm 92, 1 through 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on a lute, on a harp, with harmonious, around, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your words. I will triumph in the work of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Your senseless man does not know. Nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked springs up the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is the way, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are the high forevermore, for behind your enemies, O Lord, for behind your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn you will exalt like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desire of my enemies. My ears hear my desires on the wicked who raise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house and of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall hear fruit in the old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to desire that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Excuse me for stumbling, but the words are so true. If I pronounce any of the words or didn't understand, excuse me. I got the wrong glasses on, but the Lord and I thank you. And the devil is really, I guess just didn't want me to read, to let anyone and everyone know. It is good. It is so good. It is so magnificent. The feeling of joy to give thanks to the Lord. He is the only one and the right one that can make everything so much better than it is. No matter how long you might pray, I hear it so much till I just want to scream. I pray and pray and pray. You never pray enough to ask God for anything. I wait, but do you know how long God has waited on you? You can't just pray and ask for something on Tuesday and think it's going to be there on Tuesday. You need to worship and praise and wait for him, because his magnificent mercy and blessing are so outstanding, so outrich. It's just richer than riches. It's just out richer than richer. That the wait process is the best that it is. The devil will bring you something in a hurry that will cut you down even quicker. I just want to say thank you for everyone. I hope you understand what I was writing. I hope you understand what I'm saying. But I pray that we all hope and pray and ask more mercy on the Lord, because yet enough, we cannot thank him or praise him enough. I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Cecilia.
Amen.
Kaiser.
I am going to read a chapter and scripture of the Old Testament, and it's going to talk about the glory of God and the sacrifices. 2 Chronicles 7. When Solomon had finished praying, and fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the Shekinah glory and brilliance of the Lord filled the house. Priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory and brilliance of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the people of Israel saw how the fire came down and saw the glory and the brilliance of the Lord upon the house, they bowed down on the stone pavement with their faces to the ground. And they worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good. His mercy and loving kindness endure forever." Then the king and all the people offered a sacrifice before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. In this way, the king and all the people dedicated God's house. The priests stood at their posts and ready for service, and the Levites also, with the musical instruments of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, "For his loving kindness and mercy endureth forever." And whenever David offered praise through this ministry, the priests were opposite the Levites, blowing the trumpets, and all Israel was standing. Moreover, Solomon consecrated the middle of the courtyard that was in the front of the house of the Lord, for it was there that he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace of offerings, because the bronze altar which he had made was not sufficient to hold the burnt offerings and the grain offerings and the fat. There, I'm going to go on and read the rest. But this talks about how the offerings that the people brought before the Lord wasn't sufficient to hold the offering. It also talks about how the people kept saying, "For he is good, and his mercy and loving kindness endureth forever." Many of us, when we talk about offerings, a lot of times it's the monetary offerings towards the Lord. But how many of you know that people are out here that may not give God their time? They give him lots and lots and lots of money, but they don't give him their time. They don't give him their conversation. It's supposed to be when we are giving our offering to God that there's not room enough to receive it. The Word of God talks about this offering not being sufficient, and that there wasn't room enough to receive it, so they had to do more. What are you doing? Well, what are you giving God that you're giving him so much of it that there's not room enough to receive it? I'm not talking about those things that we do to be seen. I'm talking about what are those things that you're giving God, others would see it like they saw these offerings, that there wouldn't be room enough to receive it. Well, my prayer is that we would start giving God our praise, our time, and that there would not be room enough to receive it when other people see us. What is it? There is not room enough to receive your praise. If there is not room enough to receive your worship, if there wasn't room enough to receive the love towards God, if there wasn't room enough, Sheila was saying, Minister Sheila was talking about how she can't give God enough praise, how she can't give God enough thanksgiving. Why? Because that's the type of heart that we need to have, a heart towards God that we know without a shadow of a doubt. Well, let's go back to the scripture that Tommy usually talks about. It says, bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and put me to proof now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. It says, if I will not open up to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. This talks about God giving us a blessing, that there is not room enough to receive it. And in 2 Chronicles 7, it talks about them, giving an offering. Let's read it again. It says, which he had made was not sufficient to hold the burnt offering and the grain offering and the fat offering altogether. So Solomon had consecrated an area, and in that area he had these altars and things that he had set aside to give God an offering. And he on purpose had all of this stuff he was going to give God, and there wasn't room enough to receive it. Saints, that needs to be our posture before God, offering him should not be room enough to receive it. You might say that that's impossible. Well, let's realize that we serve a God that specializes in the impossible. We can't praise him enough. We can't thank him enough. When he opens up the windows of heaven and we don't have room enough to receive it, and we know that goodness and mercy will chase us and overtake us, and we know that when God does things, he does them well, so much so that we're walking in the overflow. Let's be postured to give God so much prayer, so much praise, so much worship. He doesn't have room enough to receive. You might say, well, that's impossible, because we serve a God that there's nothing too large for him. You're right. But in your own capacity, in your own being, what you would give him still wouldn't be enough, correct? So since it wouldn't be enough anyway, let's posture to give God our all and all, and ask him to give us room to thank him even more. Ask him to give us a heart to bless his name even more. Let's go on to read 2 Chronicles, verses 11 through 18. And so Solomon finished the house, the temple of the Lord, and the palace of the king. He successfully accomplished all that he had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his palace. See, he had planned to make this sacrifice. He made it a purpose to make this sacrifice. Verse 12, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or if I command to devour the land, or if I send pestilence and plague among my people, and if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek, meaning to crave, to require as a necessity, my face, talking about God, and turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And now my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified and set apart for my purpose this house, and my name may be here forever, and my eyes and my heart will be here perpetually. As for you, Solomon, if you will walk before me as your father David walked, and do everything I have commanded you, and observe my statutes and my ordinance, then I will establish your royal throne such as I have covenanted with your father David, saying you would not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. We need to purpose in our lives to give God offering in our time, in our lives, in everything that we do, that there would not be room enough to receive it. That God would turn towards us and say, this temple that we are, this vessel that we are, that he hears our prayers, that his eyes are set upon us, that he's healing the land in our lives, that he has purposed already that he'll sanctify us as his chosen people, that he knows that our heart will be perpetually on him and his will be perpetually on us, that when people see us, they see an established royal throne of God, that throne that says we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are those people that have turned from our wicked ways. As Minister Sheila was saying, not that we're perfect, but that we're striving to be humble before God, that we're striving to pray and seek him. We're craving after him. Remember, we were talking about being addicted, being to those, some people have been pregnant before and they've craved certain things. They just had to have it. There's some people have been, you know, various addictions before, and they've craved and they just had to have it. Let's crave and have to have God, peace, his love, his authority, his anointing, his overflow, his blessings, his ordinance, his statutes, his royal priesthood that stamps and just taken all over our total being, that when people see us, when people hear us, they hear Jesus Christ. They hear our Heavenly Father. Why? Because we're praying his word. We're speaking his word. We're meditating on his word day and night. And we know that he's already opened up the windows of heaven, and that he's pouring out blessings, not only that we don't have room to receive, but we don't have room enough to bless other people. The more he gives us, the more we're a blessing to other people. Sometimes people will think that's a monetary, and that's good, because that's okay. But what about blessing people with words of encouragement? What about blessing people with prayer? What about blessing people with showing them how much we love God and we praise God and we adore God and we extol God and we lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him? What about us showing them how much of the God's word that we can meditate on day and night, so that when we speak, when people hear us, they hear the wisdom of God, they hear the will of God, the love of God. There's lots of people talking about many things, but we need the people all over this world that when they see us, when they hear us, they hear our Heavenly Father. They hear the love of God. There's enough hatred already in this nation for people's certain colors, certain genders, certain ethnicities. But we need to be walking epistles of God that are love, so much love that when we enter the room, it squashes out, it annihilates, and it destroys anything that's not love. God is love. We look like our earthly parents. Let's begin to look like our Heavenly Father. He sent His Holy Spirit that rests and resides and dwells on the inside of us. Let's purpose that there's evidence of the love of God in our lives. His goodness and mercy is forever. The people declared that, for He is good, for His mercy and loving kindness endured forever. Let's be merciful. Let's give mercy when mercy is to be given. Let's show grace when grace is to be given. Let's show love whether it's earned or merited, because that's what God does towards us. Let's give the forgiveness that God has given us. Yeah, that's right. We don't always deserve it, but He still forgives us. No, we don't always deserve His love, but He still loves us. Let's walk in the forgiveness so that God can forgive our sins and He can heal our land, that He can be attentive to our prayers and our supplication to Him, that His eyes can be perpetually eyes in His heart, not only is perpetually on us, but that it's evident that people can see the hand of the Lord on our lives, that people can see and feel the love of God coming from our lives. It doesn't mean that we allow people to play the blame game, that whenever God tells us to rebuke or reprove, they get upset because they want us to stay on the encouragement banner. It's a time and a season for everything. Some people only want to be around you when you're telling them how great they are. But as parents, as grandparents, as aunts, as husbands, as wives, as kings, as queens, we have a responsibility to tell the truth. I heard someone say something about one of our leaders saying that they never accept responsibility for what they do. They always pass blame on the previous leadership, or they always pass blame on everybody but themselves. They just do everything so perfect. Well, if that's the case and that's what they're doing, let it be said, Jesus said, I'll take the blame. He said, I'll take the blame. He got on the cross and He took the blame for each and every one of us. Jesus has already taken the blame from us. Jesus has already bore the sin for us. Jesus has already been our example of giving your brother your shirt, laying down your cloak on the floor so that they could walk across the land without getting wet. Jesus has already showed us so many things. God opened up the Red Sea and showed us so many things. Let our lives be examples, forgiveness, of love, and of being blessed. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be blessed. People nowadays want you to think that there's something wrong with wanting to be blessed. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be blessed. The error is if we just take that blessing and we just try to lock it up and keep it to ourselves. We have to share the blessings of the Lord. It's not always monetary. Share the love of God. Share the peace of God. Share the joy of God. Share the truth of God. And the truth is, we need Jesus in every area of our lives. God wants to heal the land. Let's begin that healing in us. That's all I have, Minister Sheila, that you want to make the announcements about the services that begin like tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and all the other announcements that we have for the ministry or anything else that's going on.
Thank you, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to say thank you for the words. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for this ministry. I thank you, and I thank you, and I can thank you, and I can thank God for you. I thank God for all of us. I just want to say that on Monday nights, Iron Sharpen Iron is at 8 o'clock Pacific. I'm getting these time schedules mixed up.
I'm going to help you, Minister Sula. I'm going to help you. Use my first two initials. If you use my first two initials, you'll get it. C is for Central Standard Time, and E is for Eastern Standard Time.
All right, here we go. Monday night, Iron Sharpen Iron. It's from 8 o'clock Pacific Central Standard Time.
Central.
And
not specific. Huh? That's another time. Specific time is another time. Just use Central Time and Eastern Time.
Central Time and 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And on Friday night from Elder Kathy Kendo, it's 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Pacific Eastern Time. And on Sunday mornings with myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, it is 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. I'm just getting these times together because I'm trying to do something that I got to make myself get equipped for it. I got to arrange myself, get it together, and make it work better. It's just trying to do it right no matter when you are asked to do it. And I just want to say again, thank you, Lord, for this world. Thank you for this bloodline of our parents, Lula Mae Kaiser, and to our father, Hudie Kaiser. I just thank you for the bloodline of these sea berries that you have brought us and blessed us in, the love and the nutrition and the nourishment and the love and the arrangement and the praise and prayer through you. And thank you for all the family through Christ you have brought us to become, to know, and to understand that we are all family, no way other to say it. No other way to say it. That through you, through God, we are all your sons and your daughters that needs to understand and to better ourselves. You're never at your best when it comes to our Father God and the Son, Lord Jesus. We can all learn more, pray more, teach more, and understand more, and help those that don't even know. Some might know, some don't know, some haven't even had the initial introduction of knowing you. But Lord, I thank you for all these angels that you are putting in these households that you know more than we need to know your name. Thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And Kane, like I said, I can't thank or praise your name enough, because I know without you, I don't know where I would be. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. I just want to, before we go off the air, I know we're over time, so I ask you all to be patient with us. I just wanted to pray a prayer over my sister, Minister Sheila, and because she's been very, very diligent committed and loyal not only to Sundays but to Monday night ministry. So, Father God, I glorify you and I magnify you. I thank you for Minister Sheila, for her dedication, her commitment, and her loyalty to Let's Talk on Sunday mornings, and to then to come right back on Monday nights and iron sharpen iron, God. I thank you for her commitment to obey you, God. I thank you for her commitment to serve you, God. There's many things that she could be doing and places that she could be, but God, she's on Blog Talk with Smile3E, lifting up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto him. God, we talk giving. We talked about making sacrifices, God. Honor her sacrifice. God, the sacrificial offering of her time, of her prayers, of her worship, of her dedication to you, God. For when Solomon prayed and he offered up the prayer, God, and he offered up the offerings to you, God, it was declared and decreed that there wasn't room enough to receive the offerings that he put before you, God. Minister Sheila has placed before you the offerings of her time, the offerings of prayer, God, the offerings of reading the scriptures, God. I ask you in the name of Jesus, she's been participating, God, on purpose and with purpose to glorify you, God. Bless her in the city and bless her in the field. Make her the head and not the tail. God, cause her to walk in the overflow of your abundance. Cause goodness and mercy to chase her down and to overtake her. God, bless her in ways that she's never even conceived that you could bless her. God, bless her in your word. Bless her in the manifestation of the power and the authority in Jesus' name. God, bless her with peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable. God, bless her monetarily. God, bless her even in those things in her body and her health and her strength from her head to her toe from the inside. God, cause her to be a blessing. A blessing to children, a blessing to neighborhoods, a blessing to people on her job, God, a blessing to her family, a blessing to those that she would encounter. God, cause your word to permeate every fiber of her total being, God, that she will be a walking, living epistle read of men that says not only does Jesus save, but Jesus will keep you, Jesus will bless you. God, do it for your glory. For we talked about the abundance of the sacrifices, the burnt offering, the fat offerings from Solomon. God, hear the very offerings that Minister Sheila has given towards you. In Jesus' name, bless her for your glory. Do it for your glory, God. Bless her children to love you. Bless her children's children to love you. God, bless her in her prayers and when she's praying for her family and she's praying for her friends. Bless her, God, to be that person that's able to be the Martin Luther King in her own family that has a dream, that not only has a dream but does the things that needs to be done so that freedom can reign, God. Freedom and deliverance from sin and captivity. Freedom and deliverance for financial bondage, freedom and deliverance from any and everything that will cause the one to walk away from you, God, when we wish that none would be lost. For we want all of the sheep, God, to hear your voice and to know your voice, and no other voice will they follow. Bless her and bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So until tomorrow.